Welcome to Sex and Fries, the podcast where we are going to explore aging gracefully as a hot mess and trying to stay sane through it all. Sane-ish. Let's not put too much pressure on ourselves. We gotta have some fun too. Dear Dad, it came to me today that I should write you a letter. Yeah, I totally get it. The weird and all that. It was a nagging thought that transformed into just do it and stop overanalyzing it. So, she's gone. I think you know that. But wow, how screwed up is my family? We're not together anymore. There was five of us. Now there's only three of us. I'm not sure why I had to write this. I'm not sure that anybody would ever read it. But it was something I had to write down. I had to write the letter and tell my father, who passed away in 2009, about my mother passing away in 2016. It was such a nagging feeling that I had to put the pen to paper and just make it happen. I just recently found this, and it made me think on the importance of showing what you really feel inside, even if it makes no sense to anybody, anywhere, but just actually doing it. I'm not sure if it actually made me feel better at the time, but it was something I had to do. I look back on it now, and I still don't quite understand. But I also know the importance of having something expressed outside of your head. Letting your thoughts actually take form and make them real and not have them swirling around inside your head where they can become toxic and debilitating and make you even sadder than you should be. Welcome to episode 6. This episode is going to be a little hard to get through. There'll be mostly crying, I'm guessing. Grief is like a very personal subject for everyone. Most people have grieved for someone or something, have lost something throughout their lives. And grief is a response to loss, but it can also have sort of like a physical and behavioral, social, cultural, spiritual dimensions to it that kind of like affect your whole life. Everything that you think about or do, I'm sure you can kind of relate, you know, that some things you'll see will trigger some kind of an emotional response and either make you cry or smile. It's something that kind of stays with you. I do believe that it changes throughout time. I can't really say if time makes anything better, but you learn to live in a different way. It becomes your new normal, and it still holds the pain, but it also brings a lot more different things to your life. And it also depends on the person and how you react. And although these things are really, really hard to talk about, holding them in sometimes just really makes it worse. I've had different losses throughout my life, and some, of course, are ones that have stuck with me or have changed me in where I feel like a totally different person afterwards. And I look back at things that I have gone through and have coped with, and although it's going to be my story is going to be different than your story, there is a bond within it that you can actually relate somehow to the loss of it. You can talk to somebody about losing something and the way you feel, and somehow you have a connection within that. At some point you will hear, "So sorry for your loss." It gets a point where you figure that you've heard it 1,000 times, and maybe you've said it 1,000 times. It really gets to a point where you have no idea what to say to somebody who is grieving, but also you really have no idea what to say to yourself. We're all going to deal with grief in a totally different way, and we should. But there's times where you feel that no one wants to hear about it. You could have a totally normal day, and all of a sudden, you just feel that pain like wash over you. Maybe for a reason, maybe one that you don't even understand. But sometimes, even when time has passed and you feel like you shouldn't have to talk about it all the time, or that nobody wants to hear about your grief, that you should be over it, maybe. But you'll see, like, you know, people on people's feeds, like on social media and stuff, and they'll say happy birthday, you know, heavenly birthdays, or just memories, you know, or just straight out say that they miss that person. And I think that no matter what kind of judgment you have for how others, you know, express their grief, is that you should really look at yourself and how you deal with yours. And you should always find somebody to talk about things when you need to talk about them. And not prejudge what others think before you even open your mouth. So it's a difficult thing to talk about. You don't want to make someone else sad when you feel sad. So maybe you're keeping it in, or you just can't find a time and place just to let all those feelings out. And it gets a little awkward sometimes. It's just one of those things, you know, it's a moving on process, but you're moving on with your feelings. You're moving forward with them. And I think finding someone, whether it's therapy or a best friend or just a stranger who has gone through similar situations, that it will really help to get things out of your head and just blurt things out. They don't even have to make sense to you. But if you're comfortable enough to talk about them, then it's done. It's a cradle for something to make you feel a little better and to make you feel that your feelings are okay. Before my mother passed, she wrote letters to her friends and family, and she started to write these when she was quite sick. So some of them actually didn't really make much sense, and or she didn't get as many as she wanted out. And I always wondered, it was, and just curious, I mean, I guess I'll find out someday, on why she felt that she needed to write people letters and to have those. It was very important to her, and she spent a lot of time trying to get her feelings out on paper, which I think is a wonderful thing, and it's something that has, I treasure my mother's words to me, and I'm going to read it, and it's very hard for me to read it. I've read it several times, and sometimes I can read it with no problem, and other times it's almost impossible because I can still hear her voice. But it was one of those things. It's like, would I write the letters? Would I? I know people do like videos ahead, and do you decide to do it before you even know that you're sick? Or, you know, like, do you do it every 10 years just in case? Just some curious little thoughts that I had on, would you write the letter? Do you feel that it's something that the living need from you after you've gone? Or does it just make you feel good that they know exactly how you feel? Just a little thought for you to kind of ponder on. What would you do? Would you write the letter? Would you make a video? Anyways, here's the letter from my mom. November 1st, 2016. Amber, I waited too late to get these letters out normally. But better late than never, right? This is to my daughter, Amber, my right-hand man. You were my greatest joy when you were born, and have been ever since. November 6, 2016. Well, now this is a love letter to my oldest daughter. I love you more than anything. You're my princess, my little angel, now and forever. Especially now that you're bigger. I am proud and happy for you. How you can cope with everything. How well you have coped with everything now and in the past. So proud of you, of what you have become, and happy. I hope you are happy always. If Floyd reads this, tell him how happy I am that he is married to my daughter. So take to heart, I am okay. Love, Mom.
Well, I know this episode wasn't, you know, a very happy one, but then I think it is that being able to talk things through with somebody, or just to be very honest on what you go through with grief, and that I think that tears are important and not to hold them in. But I also, after the years, you have, some people might not be able to relate, but I still have a lunch in a diner with my father every once in a while in my dreams. And they seem very real. They're short and sweet, and I don't know why they just appear in my head. But I can hear his voice, and I can see his face. And he says all the things that he used to say, just in the way he always did. And it doesn't happen very often, but it's having your ghosts inside you to cherish. Those are your memories. I would cherish those forever, but also be brave enough to grieve, be brave enough for ghosts, and be brave enough for getting on with your life as best you possibly can, and to make it your new normal where you fit in and it fits in. because I don't think it goes away. I think it's yours, and you should own it and be brave enough for all of it. So be happy. I am so glad that you were able to join me for another episode of Sex and Fries. Please tune in for another one very shortly. Go to the website. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Stay true to yourself. Stay beautiful. And always be sexy.